Can you comment on the Topo 2 data that Dennis Lehman presented?
Yeah. The value of Topo 2 in the setting of anthracyclines has been discussed over many years. The BCRG had an opportunity of looking at this in a subset of their patients. The data at San Antonio are not based on the total number of patients enrolled, demonstrating that amplification of Topo 2 overall may be important for prognosis in patients with HER2-positive breast cancer. It may make us learn whether patients might benefit from anthracyclines versus non-anthracycline regimens. I view this data as provocative and interesting, but not ready to be incorporated into clinical practice because, again, the data were based in a subset of patients and it should be corroborated by other investigators because before I would consider it to be standard of care.
Are there other trials out there that could look at this issue potentially? I mean, the other trials all had anthracyclines.
That is right. We won't be able to look at that in our studies, except that we will be able to look at at least the prognostic significance overall, which they also did. So we'll see what our data show. One of the things I would like to add is that there was also a report of the value of CIMEC by Sun Peik and the investigators at the NSABP. We at NCCTG are working on a manuscript of a completely different factor from those two that may be important. We just haven't reported the data to anybody yet, but we're working on the manuscript. So the way I view this field of testing is that what we may need is an aggregate of markers, and not that only one marker will tell us what chemotherapy the patient should receive or whether they should receive trastuzumab or not. So we're all working on looking at microarrays, looking at transcripts to see if we can come up with a potential gene panel or protein panel that may be better for prediction.
Can you summarize the CMIC data?
NSABP, specifically led by Sun Peik, their lead pathologist, demonstrated that CMIC may also be important in the prediction of prognosis in the setting of HER2-positive breast cancer and also the potential benefit of trastuzumab. But again, preliminary data and nothing that I think is ready for prime time.